Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Hello and welcome to a new week of Foundations Daily. My name's Liam, I'm part of the staff team here at STC, and it's a real privilege to be able to share some reflections from the Bible with you as we dig into God's Word together. Last week, our team leader Mick shared some thoughts with us as we began a new year with a new vision for 2020. Join us for the better life. Do take the time to listen back to those if you haven't yet done so. And with this in mind, we now begin our new series this week as we focus in on Paul's letter to the Philippians. Our passage today is Philippians 1, verses 1 to 11. We're going to focus on verses 4 to 6. In all of my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Have you ever had those moments when you observe someone and you just think, wow, you've grown? An obvious place where we might experience this is as parents, watching your child learn to sit up, to walk, talk, ride a bike, swim, or when they wear that first school uniform. These are defining life moments. We also see this in other ways in those we have a connection with. A student who grasps a really tricky concept, an apprentice who finally nails a skill they've been practicing, or a friend who's maybe come through a really difficult time and now sees things in a new way. Watching growth happen is a beautiful and a humbling thing. And we treasure those moments, don't we? Even more so when we think and reflect on how we may have played our own part in this through patiently, sometimes stubbornly, encouraging that child, student, friend along the way. Growth takes time, it takes effort, but when we see it, boy, do we know it's been worth it. Paul's letter to the Philippians is one of encouragement. The Philippians were the first Jesus community that Paul had started in his mission to Eastern Europe. There were clearly a very special bond between them and him. And even though they were apart, and Paul's situation was grave, at the time of writing this letter he was probably under house arrest in Rome, his love for them and what God was doing in their lives was really clear to see. In all my prayers for all of you, Paul writes, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Paul's reflecting here on just how thankful he is to have seen and heard about the community that God has grown in Philippi, and for the ways in which they're expressing and living out their newfound faith. He writes that it brings him joy when he prays for them. That word joy means to have an awareness of God's grace. It's like those moments when we get when we see someone grow or learn, when we see them becoming more. It's a God thing. At STC this year, we've been engaging with a discipleship tool called the Grow Project. And for both Joe and I, it's been really encouraging as we've engaged with the different modules to look back over these past years following Jesus and to see how much God has done it in and through us as we consider the different areas. And in the same way, we rejoice in how we've seen that also in the lives of our friends in our community. God is doing a great work. We've seen people, particularly young people, come to faith. People step out in faith, experience breakthrough. And it's been amazing to reflect on all of that. And this has really strengthened our faith as we've seen it and experienced God's grace through it. It's brought us real joy as we've witnessed their growth. And we also really get a sense here in Paul's Thanksgiving prayer for the Philippians that, you know, God's grown them, but he's just got so much more for them that he's not done yet. Paul writes this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. There's an assurance, a confidence here in Paul's prayer that God, who started that great work in the Philippians, who's brought about such growth and transformation in that part of the world, that he's got so much more for them and that he will finish it. And for us as individuals, as communities and as church, This should be a great encouragement to us at the start of the new year, as we seek not only to invite others to join us for the better life, but to continually experience more and more of that for ourselves. And it's right for us to give thanks for what has been, but we can pray with confidence and expectation that what God has started in and through us will be brought to completion one day when Jesus returns. So as we begin 2020, where and how might God be calling us to grow this year? And where and how can we look to play our part in bringing about his kingdom in the places that he's put us? Let's pray together. God, thank you that you, who began a good work in each of us, who revealed to us this better life, who've rescued us and brought us into your heavenly family, thank you that you're not done yet, and that with you there is always more. God, help us to seek after that and to seek after you and your kingdom this year. Help us to grow bigger in our faith this year, God, we pray. Amen. Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and the deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I'm in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A thousand times I fail, still your mercy remains. Should I stumble again, I'm caught in your grace everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all fame. Your will above all else, my purpose remains. The art of losing myself in everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all fame. In my heart and my soul, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice
thank you.
blessing myself in bringing you praise everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all fame, and the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out, Lord, my soul.